What's in the news? A cancer cluster?
I can't look at a yearbook. I see victims.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. Cheryl Joza graduated from Bayshore High School in 1981 in Bradenton, Florida, 2 years after her sister Terry. In 1999, Terry got a rare form of leukemia and died soon after. Then a few years later, she learned one of her classmates had leukemia.
You would talk to this person, they would say, well, so-and-so's sister died of, you know, leukemia. The numbers that I have recorded are from word of mouth.
She believes the cases linked to the school constitute a cancer cluster.
My sister's class of 235, we have 4 leukemias recorded, and 3 of those have passed away.
Over the last 13 years, she's tracked nearly 500 cases linked to school workers or alums.
It is very daunting to find the smoking gun or the cause of a cluster.
Dr. Thomas Burke, Johns Hopkins University.
To define a cancer cluster is you have to be sure of the diagnosis. You have to look at the time involved.
Paul Peduzzi, class of 81, has leukemia.
It was an agriculture class, and we grew strawberries out in the big field. I ate those strawberries, played in the field. I think there's a good chance that it could have come from, you know, something out of the ground.
But groundwater and other tests have turned up nothing, and for now, the push is for a state investigation.
I will keep going till we find out what it is. We have a right to know what we were exposed to.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.